For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. We need not look past the daily headlines to find that life on earth is brief. James, the brother of Jesus, reminds us of this truth when he compares life to a vapor. It appears for a little time, then vanishes away. This might sound discouraging. However, James encourages us to place our future within the framework of God's will. Today we will conclude Pastor Holland's message, A Proper View of the Future. Continue with us in the New Testament book of James, chapter 4.
But truly today, James deals with some verses, and I want you to see these verses, beginning verse number 13 of James chapter number 4. He said, "Go to now, ye that say, today or the morrow, we will go into such a city, and we'll continue there a year, we'll buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." They said, today or tomorrow, we're going to go to the city. And I tell you, we're just going to buy and sell. We're going to trade. We're going to get great gain. I tell you, boy, you can have plans for the future, but you know a lot of people's plans never work out. They have plans of what they're going to do, but friend, I'm telling you, if you leave God out, you better understand that your plans, I've heard many a story, people's plans have been dashed to pieces because they went their own way. The problem that they had was twofold. They carried out their lives without the will of God. Here's the problem. They carried out their lives without the will of God. Could I say to you today that God has a will for every person in this building today? It makes no difference who you are, how old you are, or what you do. God's will is the most important thing in your life. Apart from being saved, and that's the first thing you need to do, is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've been saved and born again. Because if you haven't been saved, then all the rest will not matter. But friend, when you get saved and born again, the most important thing in your life, it makes no difference if you become a great salesman or if you become a great doctor or if you become a great pharmacist or you become a great veterinarian. You know, that's wonderful. Just don't leave God out of the equation because He makes all the difference in the world. They planned their future around everything except God. Men would do well to remember that their best laid plans in our lives and our futures are nothing without God being considered in our lives. Yet today, I believe today, man proposes and God disposes. And yet today, many people's lives are on a course of what they want. What I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. Lord, today or tomorrow, I'm going to go to such a city. I'm going to buy and sell for a year. I'm going to get great gain. But fail to consider the will of God. Second of all, in verses 14 through 16, we find mistake number two. Presuming to know the future. Look at verse 14. He says, "Whereas you know not." Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. Mistake number two, they presume to know the future. First of all, they failed to comprehend the complexity of life. They were counting on everything going just the right way. Young man starts to school. He goes to school. What you going to do when you get out of school? Well, I'm going to go to college. Well, what you going to do when you get out of college? Well, I'm going to get a great job. And what you going to do after you get a great job? Well, I'm going to get married and have a family. And all those things, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. But understand, life is complex. And life does not always go according to the way we plan it to go or the way we think it should go, but it always goes the way God wants it to go. Second of all, they fail to comprehend the uncertainties of life. Notice, if you would, verse 13, their statements. He said, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such a city and we'll continue there a year, and we'll buy and sell and get gain. Really? How you know that? Oh, they don't know. They just don't know the uncertainties of life. Why? Why would they maybe not go today or tomorrow? Well, they may die. Today, thy soul may be required of thee. Oh, there's many, many people, young people, had great plans, and their lives have been taken away before they had an ever opportunity to do what they wanted to do. Oh, you can say what you're going to do tomorrow, but there's none of us sure that we're going to wake up in the morning and be able to do anything, because life is uncertain. Some people's lives are altered by injuries, things that come their way. So friend, I'm just saying, don't boast about what you're going to do without considering God and the uncertainties of life. But not only that, they failed to comprehend the complexity of life. They failed to understand, to comprehend the uncertainties of life. But they failed to understand the brevity of life. He said, what is your life? It's even a vapor. You know, nowadays we cook on microwaves and stoves, if we cook at all, or don't go out or whatever. But I remember growing up, we used to have a little teapot or whatever my mother would put on the stove, and after a while, and the pressure cooker, and those are very dangerous now. We got one the other day. It's electric, not anything like what we used to have. But my mother had, and we have one. And Susan used it too for years. Got a little jiggler on top, you know, and it just jiggles, and every now and then it lets off steam. That's vapor. But you know, that vapor never got much higher than just about like that, and it was gone. Your life is short. Whether you live to be 90 or whether you live to be 30, friend, life is short, and the brevity of the life is true. How do you know you're going to be alive tomorrow, much less next year? Think about the rich farmer in Luke chapter 12, verse 9. You remember what he said? He said, I will tear down my old barns, and I will build me up some good ones, and I will store all my stuff, and I will. But unfortunately, the death angel said, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee. I'm just simply saying today, they didn't include God in their future because they did not comprehend the brevity of life. As much as we love little children, God's no respecter of persons. And no matter what, we ought to thank God today for our children. And I tell you, our children ought to be something to motivate us to live for God. It ought to be something that would motivate us to include God in our plans, because if we don't include God in our plans, our children will not include God in their plans. And truly, we need to set the example. Thirdly, lastly, mistake number three, postponing today's work until tomorrow. Procrastination is a common problem of humanity today. You know, today, procrastination is nothing new. Some people will wait to the very last second to do what has to be done. It makes no difference if you plan ahead or if you think ahead, but listen, they're going to wait, I mean, to the last minute. I try not to do that anymore as much, and I'm sure I do. But I remember I've told the story. My dad used to go to work in the morning. He said, son, that grass better be cut when you get home. I knew how long it took me to cut the grass. And I tell you what, to the minute, I could start that lawnmower, and I could be through before he drove in the driveway. But I never thought about the fact that one day I was going to run over a clothespin. That's where you used to hang the clothes on the line. And that wire in the clothespin was going to stick in my foot. And rather than my daddy being sympathetic to me having a wire stuck in my foot, he was very angry that I'd waited to the last minute to try to do what I needed to do. We put off what we know we ought to do in the Lord's work. In fact, he says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Oh, I'd venture to say some people walk out of here and say, you don't worry about me, preacher. I don't drink. I don't party. I don't go out and ride corrals and run around. But you still can sin if you know what's good and you don't do it. Procrastinating. You know, you can procrastinate salvation. And I hope that one day you'll have the opportunity to get saved. But if God requires your soul tonight and you're not saved, it's going to be too late. You're going to come to the point of your life and you're going to say, well, I was planning my future. But friend, planning your future without God, without the salvation that God gives us, is a great sin. Oftentimes we procrastinate obedience to God. Young people say, preacher, I'm young. Let me live it up for a little while. I'm going to get right. Well, I'm going to remember what mom and dad told me. I remember what you said. And one day I'm going to live for God. I hope the day comes you can. But you never know what will take place in your life. Some people said, well, preacher, I'm young. I want to do God's will. But I just can't do it. For him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Last point, tomorrow may never come. What a tragedy. Tomorrow may never come. Your decision for salvation will never be made. Your desire to be faithful to God and do what God wants you to do will never come to pass. Because your day will come to an abrupt halt because you fail to include God in your plans. When we fail to recognize God and His leadership in our future, you know what that is? It's pride. We think we know better than God. We think we don't need God, but we do need God. Somebody said we must do nothing, plan nothing, and attempt to bring nothing to pass without first seeking the will of God. What I want is immaterial. What God wants is material. But what I want may never come to pass, but what God wants always gets done. Whatever we do, we need to be sure that God's goals are our goals. We need to be sure, friend, that we've got a proper view of the future. I wonder this morning if you've been guilty of these things, planning your future and leaving out God. If you have, I encourage you to revise your plan. Used to be a draftsman. We'd do drawings, and they bring them back for revisions. Anybody that's been around drawings knows, Brother David knows. And I tell you, sometimes on those drawings, we'd have revision 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It may even get up to 12. But we had to change it to make it right. And friend, this morning, I plead with you to change your life, to make it right, to include God in your future, because it's the only way that'll ever, ever be what you need in your life.
This concludes Pastor Holland's message entitled, A Proper View of the Future. If you'd like to listen to the message in its entirety, please visit our website at victorybaptistchurch.us. That's victorybaptistchurch.us. Join us again next week on this same station as we discover more timeless truths in God's Word. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.